And we're back here on the Grand Slam. Just posting out here in the last couple, 20 minutes, I'd say, we have here on the Grand Slam today. Been a pretty good show so far. Pretty much just been covering, the MLB opening day. Pretty much the state of my San Francisco Giants right now. It's not looking great. Still optimistic about it, but, just not optimistic about Farhan at all. I'm really not. I really want to be. But for some reason right now, man, it's just, it's tough. It's a tough one. He's, man, I don't know. Don't even know, have the words to really describe my feelings right now. But, hopefully there's some improvements that we see in the future that I can be happy about. Because all I really want to do is talk good about the Giants, obviously. But got to cover both sides, am I right? Anyway, we got about 17 minutes here left on the Grande Slam. But there was something that I saw that happened in the NFL. I believe it was yesterday. The Philadelphia Eagles have acquired Jordan Howard. Premier running back. Top 10 back, I'd say. For only a 6th-round pick that might turn into a 5th-round. That's it. That's all it took for Jordan Howard. Eagles got a good one there. They got, that's a perfect running back for that system. I mean, look at Jay Ajayi literally is hurt every 3 downs. So, excuse me. He's not what you're looking for a running back in Philly at all. I think Ajayi's time is done. He's actually still a free agent. He's yet to be signed, which kind of makes sense because I don't think he's that good. But I think Jordan Howard is a perfect fit in Philly, honestly. He fits exactly kind of with Carson Wentz. I think that's a perfect type of, kind of 3-down back that Wentz could actually utilize, with Alshon, with, Zach Ertz, who's just been absolutely emerging. The Eagles are substantial. They are very substantial. And I believe they had a pretty good offseason as well. I'm going to look at their transaction report just because, so they got Vinny Curry, they got Deshaun, so having Deshaun Jackson and Alshon is going to be lethal. They got Jason Peters, Malik Jackson, Ronald Darby, Andrew Sendejo, Richard Rodgers, Jordan, these are good guys. So, look out for the Eagles next year. They might be back to kind of where they were. But I was watching this mock draft yesterday. And it was kind of a combined of all these 4 analysts. But everyone kind of has the consensus right now that Kyler Murray is going to the Cardinals. That is what the talk of the state of Arizona is. That's all I've been hearing on sports radio, is that Kyler's a sure thing. Kingsbury has always wanted a quarterback like Kyler. So he's now got that chance to get him. But they literally just drafted Josh Rosen, who they pretty much promised, hey, you're going to be our guy going forward. We're drafting you at 10 overall for a reason. Let's do this. Year later, sorry, going to Kyler, you're done. 1 year wasn't enough. So, I don't know, that it's really interesting, because I heard reports that the Patriots might try to trade for Rosen, I heard the Giants might try to trade for Rosen, try to be the successor of Eli or Tom, which would be awesome. I just don't know if I see them pulling the trigger. I think if they do, it's a sure thing Kyler goes. It's a sure thing. But for all we know, Cardinals could take Quinnen. In this mock draft I saw yesterday, Quinnen dropped to number 8, which is ridiculous to me. I think he's going top 3. He's going to either the Jets, the Niners, or the Cardinals if they do not go Kyler Murray. If they go Kyler, I think the Niners are going to get Bosa. And then I think Quinnen either goes to the Jets, which I would think would make sense to pair with Leonard. I mean, him and Leonard Williams would cause havoc on that line for years to come. With Jamal Adams, with CJ Mosley, I mean, that's a scary defense right away. Right away. Or they could go Josh Allen to pair with CJ Mosley. So pretty much, you know, I think the Jets are in the driver's seat pretty much to find a pairing. Find a CJ pairing or find a pairing for that defensive line, because that could be very interesting. You know, if Leonard Williams excels to the potential that we all know that he can play at, and Quinnen Williams follows that, jeez, the Jets are going to be scary. Jets are going to be good, I think, pretty soon. Maybe not this year. Maybe not this year. But let's wait. Let's wait a couple years. Wait till Jamal's a complete All-American, or not All-American, All-Pro. Wait till he's All-Pro, like, year after year, because he's going to be. CJ's going to be playing at that level for a long time. So that's going to be a scary team. That's going to be a real scary team. But there was also some news that came out. John Lynch today said that the Niners would not give up that number 2 pick for OBJ. So that was it was going to be the centerpiece, was that they just didn't really know what the other pieces around it were going to be, is what I read. And so OBJ would have been nice. OBJ would have been nice. I mean, especially if we trade the pick. Like, if we trade this pick, I would have been like, we should have given up the number 2. But there are 2 potential franchise players out there for the Niners right now. That's Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa. I would be happy with either or. Either or. Quinnen Williams is going to be the next Aaron Donald. And who I don't even know what Bosa is going to become, because he's going to cause havoc. If anyone young in the league, look at his brother. Look at his brother. His brother's lethal. And people are saying that Nick Bosa is going to be better than his brother Joey Bosa. I can't even imagine that on the Niners, having a guy like that year after year. I just want them to finally get a draft pick right. I do not want an AJ Jenkins or an Eric Armstead or some guy that's going to leave the team, you know, in 2-3 years. It's just it's so common. It's more common for a Niners draft pick to leave than to stay. It's just crazy. Like, I've counted up with my dad so many times to see how many Niners draft picks are still on the team, and it's like 5, if that. Like, it's brutal. I mean, before the draft last year, it was like, I think even smaller than that, 2. So, I don't even know. This draft should be very fun. I'm so excited. Like, I'm literally like, the Niners have a chance to draft. The Niners and the Giants, hear me out right now, because the Giants and the Niners have an ability to bring in 2. They each had a number 2 pick. Niners have a number 2 pick in this draft. It's upcoming in a month. The Giants got Joey Bart in the number 2 pick in last year's MLB draft. This year's MLB draft. So, I think if the Niners get this right, if we can get 1 draft pick right, I mean, I love DeForest Buckner. That pick was awesome. He's gonna be there for a long time, I think. That was a fantastic selection. Mike McGlinchey, it's not the sexiest pick, but, you know, we needed it. We're gonna need it for, Jimmy this year. Guarantee it. But, now is the time where you draft another Patrick Willis. Now is the time where you find your future leader. End of the day, I think it's Bosa. I think it's Bosa still. I mean, I know Quinnen's frame is ridiculous. 290, 6'4", and can pummel people. But the way that Bosa just gets off the line and can get to the quarterback is something the Niners have been looking for and craving since Willis retired. I mean, we thought we had it with Chris Borland. He retired in the exact same year. So we have not seen that forever. And I'm so excited for D Ford. D Ford is going to be the next icon of this team. I mean, signed for 5 years. Locked him down. That's a big trade. That's a big trade. And also, you know, getting Quan Alexander. Jeez. I mean, the Niners know how to make moves. The Niners know how to spend money. That stupid Farhan just literally probably just sits in his office calling for minor leaguers every 3 minutes. Not even the good prospect minor leaguers. Like the minor leaguers that are just absolutely average. Jeez. It's like we literally won 3 World Series. Like, where's the money? Where's the potential money we could be throwing out? Just don't understand it at all. Makes no sense. John Lynch is doing it right. John Lynch is absolutely doing it right. But a good thing also about this draft is that I think we're finally going to address a tall wide receiver. I think we're finally going to try to get one. We've been linked to, you know, N'Keal Harry from ASU. I hate ASU, but I'd be down for Harry any day. That dude's a team changer in a heartbeat. AJ Brown, same thing. DK Metcalf, same thing. I mean, jeez. Anthony Johnson, Buffalo, same thing. I will take any of those guys. Riley Ridley, Georgia, same thing. 100%. I mean, I want a receiver over 6'2". 6'2". Because our tallest guy is 6'1", and he's a slot receiver. Or actually, no. Jordan Matthews is 6'3 now. So I would like to match that. I would like to have at least two guys that are 6'3". If we can get 6'4", 6'5", oh my gosh. You have to send it. Like, if you can get N'Keal Harry, who's 6'4", That's franchise changing right there. That could be a big time wide receiver. We have not had a household name at wide receiver in forever. Like, Pierre Garçon was the guy that we tried to sign. Oh, nice. There's $30 million just down the drain. Awesome. Love it. So he was like the last guy we tried to sign. Who did we sign? My goodness. Signed Randy Moss, like, for, like, a half a year. That didn't work out. Of course, we had T.O. I would honestly think that Terrell Owens was, like, the last good wide receiver back in, like, 2003. I mean, we tried drafting A.J. Jenkins. Gosh. Saying that name just makes me want to throw up. That's the number 7 pick. Unbelievable. Actually, no, I'm not sure if he was number 7, but I know he was a first round. Or he's number 30. He's the 30th overall. It's not bad, but where is he? He's literally out of the league right now. It's insane. Hasn't played since like 2015 or so. That's a wasted pick. That's what I want the Niners to not do. They have got to get this right. For the first time in a long time, they've got to nail this. Because if they don't, they're going to be seeing a lot of heat. because this offseason, the way that they're building up, they're sending the message that we're going for it. We're 100% going for it. So, I mean, you don't just trade for Dee Ford, sign him to 5 years, sign Quan Alexander to 5 years, 54 mil. You just don't, if you're not going for it. I think Jimmy G back. Oh, guess who we also have? Oh, Tevin Coleman. One of the best pass-catching running backs in the game. So now we have Jerick McKinnon. We have Tevin Coleman. We have Matt Breida. We also have Raheem Mostert. Signed a 3-year deal. It's pretty decent. 9 mil. So, our run game is going to be nice. Our passing inside the running game is going to be nice. Jimmy G back. Hopefully he stays healthy the entire year. The entire year. And, we also have a boy named George Kittle. So, you know, I think the Niners are on the right path right now. But they've got to nail this draft pick. They've got to nail this draft pick. Bosa's the guy. Bosa's the guy. That's just what I see. I mean, I'm envisioning an insanely good offensive line, or defensive line. Dee Ford, Nick Bosa, DeForest Buckner, Armstead, Quan Alexander, Fred Warner, Richard Sherman, Jason Verrett on the other side now, starting cornerback, he's 27 years old, 1-year deal. Absolute steal. The Niners are going to be relevant again. But we've got to nail this pick. It's the only thing. Alright, everybody. That's pretty much the end of this show. But I would like, just like I do every show, thank a couple people. First is Headliners Barbershop, which is on 1st and Grand Ave. Go check them out. And the second is Alien Pros. They're on Instagram. They're a bat, tennis, and golf grip company that I've been an ambassador for a while. They're pretty cool. I need to actually take a picture of them, send that in, post it, because, you know, I'm pretty much an ambassador for them, so gotta be represented. But other than that, that pretty much wraps it up for the week. Haven't really been posting a lot of podcasts, and kind of slacking on that, but I've been using the show pretty much as my main podcast of the week, so I'm at least posting once a week. You know, I'm starting to get a lot more hours at my job with Lotus right now, and they're starting to just give me things, especially on the weekdays, so that's been kind of taking up a lot of my time, especially in the night. So I'm gonna try to get back on that, back on the grind as soon as I can. But yeah, other than that, thanks for tuning in, thanks for watching, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Appreciate the listens, the views, the full sends, you know, it's all included. Alright, everybody, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.